In Congress, the brinkmanship over replenishing the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund has ratcheted up a notch. Today, the Senate blocked the plan that was passed in the House late last night, which would have allocated some disaster aid money, but not as much as Senate Democrats wanted. Senate Democrats also objected to cuts that House Speaker John Boehner added to the bill last night to win the votes of Tea Party fiscal conservatives. Now, to remind us, those conservatives had rejected a version of the bill on Wednesday because they want every increase in federal spending, even for disaster relief, to be offset with cuts elsewhere. And they did this even though Boehner had added cuts to a fuel efficiency program for cars. So last night, he also added cuts to alternative energy loan programs like the one for solar company Solyndra, which recently went bankrupt. So does that mean next week there will be no new money for disaster assistance for victims of recent hurricanes or tornadoes, or that the government might shut down? Gail Chadwick is congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Gail, why were senators against the bill?
They didn't like the way the House treated this bill. That is, setting what they said is a new principle that disaster relief has to be offset by cuts elsewhere.
This hasn't happened in the past.
Actually, it has. There have been six or seven recent instances of it in isolated cases. Even parts of Katrina were offset. But Republicans, with this bill, tried to make it a principle. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said that in the future, all emergency funding should be offset. And that's where the Senate started to draw a line. But it feels like one of those tennis matches where both sides have moved to the net and the ball is going back and forth very rapidly at this point.
So the Senate has now blocked the bill from the House, and as you say, a rebuke to this idea that there are all these cuts to offset emergency spending. But the cuts seem to be, a lot of them, to alternative energy. Is the Senate also up in arms about that? And by the way, are these Republicans who are a little put off by, cuts being tied to emergency aid? Because we know Republicans like the New Jersey governor, Christie, have been upset by that. So are Republicans also voting with Democrats against this in the Senate?
Actually, there were some instances of Republicans who voted against this proposal, as a Pennsylvania lawmaker told me. My district people are up in hip boots throwing away their earthly possessions. I'm not going to vote against disaster relief. And there is a great resentment. It's not just that some of the offsets are with green energy. All of them are. There are two major ones. And the one that was added, all the change between Wednesday's vote and a late-night vote on Friday was a $100 million offset that took money out of the green energy loan program that funded Solyndra. And it's no accident that there is a hearing that went on this morning with this solar panel maker that became kind of Exhibit A for the Obama administration's green energy policy. The president visited them. They picked up this $535 million loan. As Republicans say, there are states that didn't get that much money to create jobs, and then ended up laying off 1,100 people. And this seven-month investigation kind of culminating today said, what did the president know? When did he know it? Did he just give money to political allies ended up killing jobs?
Well, and critics say that the White House did know, that emails show that at least agencies in the administration knew that the health of the company wasn't well, even as it was being touted. So now we've got embarrassment on all sides. We've got Republicans embarrassed that emergency aid isn't being passed because there aren't enough cuts, and Democrats who are trying to push for alternative energy aid, even as, there are questions about this one company. They don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So on it goes. We'll wait to see
Don't forget two things.
Real quick.
One, FEMA runs out of money on Monday, and the government runs out of money on October 1st.
Oh, joy. Gail Chadwick, congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Thanks as always.
Thank you.